Hebrews 3:16-19 say, "And who was it that rebelled against God, even though they heard his voice? Wasn't it the people Moses led out of Egypt, and who made God angry for 40 years? Wasn't it the people who sinned, whose corpses lay in the wilderness? And to whom was God speaking when he took an oath that they would never enter his rest? Wasn't it the people who disobeyed him? So we see that because of their unbelief, they were not able to enter his rest." The first line is haunting. Who is it that rebelled against God, even though they heard his voice? This reminds me of the scene from Nemo, where Nemo disobeys his dad and swims out into the reef. His dad is yelling, "Don't touch the boat." And what does Nemo do, even though he hears his dad clearly? He touches the boat. And then it's too late. He gets captured by a diver. As we know from the movie, they are reunited later, and after all of the repercussions, Nemo learned his lesson. Sometimes, as in the Israelites' case, it's too late. So here's my question. Are we disobeying God even though we've heard his voice? The rest that the Israelites missed out on was the promised land. But the rest that we could miss out on is eternity in heaven. Let's not make the same mistake of the Israelites and of Nemo. Let's obey our Father.